Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
You're listening to a Score North podcast right now. And if you're a business owner, so are your customers. In fact, I could be talking about your business right now, telling the tens of thousands of loyal fans about you and sending them to your business. Find out how you can partner with your favorite Score North podcast. Visit ScoreNorth.com now and enter keyword partner. Fill out the form and we'll get in touch with you quickly. Once Phil, Judd, Declan, or others start talking about your company, you'll be amazed at how many fans start showing up. So visit ScoreNorth.com now and enter keyword partner.
It's the Score North Twin Show.
10 straight wins. Double digits. Delivering clutch at-bats. Twins beat the White Sox 10-5. It's the first ever undefeated road trip in team history. And your Minnesota Twins improve to 17-13. And as I've said all along, AJ, don't let the Twins get hot. I actually don't know if I've ever said that to you about this team, but it's something I always like to say with a couple friends of mine. Don't let the Twins get hot. Twins have now won 10 straight games.
Don't let them get hot. This team is scalding hot. You might be saying, you know what? It was two bad teams that they had, what, 10 straight games? Like, it doesn't matter, ladies and gentlemen. It doesn't matter. You know why? Because wins are wins. And after you stumble out of the gate, you need to go ahead and collect yourself, and just like a boxer might do when they need a little confidence, they're going to go pick on a small guy. They're going to pick an easy fight, and that's exactly what the Twins needed with this these last three series here. Fantastic job by them, leaving Chicago, the South Side, with some wins. This team is thriving. They're climbing up the AL Central standings. They're climbing up the MLB standings, and times are good. Besides maybe some broadcast things, there really isn't anything to complain about, Dex.
Yeah, you can find a full breakdown of that, if you will, on this YouTube channel, too, from the day. This is Score North Extra Innings, so this is exactly what it says. It's Extra Innings content from the Score North Twin Show feed. My name's Declan Goff. You'll see Revolving Door of Hosts. That's AJ Fredrickson. You've seen Ross Brendo on previous episodes. You've seen a whole cast of crew here at Score North. So hit that subscribe button, hit the like button. We've had a really good week here on that YouTube channel and on the podcast feed. It kind of seems to go if the Twins win. You really like this show, and so do we. So hit the like button, hit the subscribe button. The Twins take care of business against the Chicago White Sox. And AJ, you mentioned like picking on a lesser opponent to a degree if you were a boxer. And the Twins trailed in all three of these games to start each one. The White Sox jumped up first in Monday's game, in yesterday's game, and on Wednesday's game. And not only did the Twins remain patient, but they delivered really good at-bats. They're doing simple things that you sometimes kind of forget about, which is just letting the opponent also beat you to a degree. So not swinging at, you know, pitches you shouldn't be, drawing walks, putting the ball in play. I know sometimes we get a little bit of, you know, move over and how many times do we have to teach you this lesson, old man, for a good SpongeBob reference there. sometimes we get so lost in like the home run ball that the Twins have been doing a lot of little things that is just, hey, put the ball in play, don't strike out, wait for your pitch. And I know it's against some lesser opponents like the White Sox and Angels, but at the same time, you got to take care of business against those teams. So even with a poor start, the Twins have kind of rejuvenated their season to a degree. And here they sit four games over 500. They're coming back home after a successful road trip where they didn't lose a game. That's never happened in team history. And now, by the way, they will get some good teams. Red Sox have, I think, won 7 of their last 10. They got Seattle right after that, who is a, you know, kind of a sleeper World Series pick. I believe Toronto's on the schedule. The Yankees are on the schedule. So if you've been waiting for the Twins to play some top dogs, that will be on the docket here at Target Field and beyond after sweeping the White Sox and Angels.
Yeah, and I mean, that's a tough like month ahead here or so in the month of May, but I'd rather have them coming off of this 10-game stretch that they're on right now rather than kind of rolling around the mud, shaking your fist at the sky. Why can't we get the offense started? Why is everybody hurt? Speaking of hurt, I know we'll talk Byron Buxton here in a little bit. This is exactly where I'd want them to be. You know, I would much rather have them coming off wins against a couple of very bad teams rather than kind of trading wins back and forth. And then I think it was 2 weeks ago, we did a show, and I think it was you that said this is a pretty good benchmark couple of series coming up for the Twins. Because if they struggle, then maybe they split, they go 500, they can't climb back up near that 500 mark, then we kind of know what Twins fans can expect the rest of the season, because you're getting now to where it's not a small sample size anymore for the season. You're fully ingested here. You're fully involved. You're under the covers. You're not sitting on the edge of the bed anymore. This is now exactly what you can expect from the Twins, which is they're going to beat bad teams, which is fantastic to know. But now another benchmark month coming up where you've got some stiffer competition. How will they fare now that they've hit a stride? I think it would be unfair to say when they were stumbling and bumbling around, like, okay, yeah, you know, they lost to some good teams, but you know, what is there? Like, what if they were hot? What if, to your point, what if they got hot? Guess what? I'm going to consider them hot right now. Let's see how they fare going into this month of May.
Yeah, what are you? You know, that's kind of what I think a lot of Twins fans are trying to figure out. What are you? Are you a team that just really beats up on some really bad teams? Were you a sleeping giant all along? Were the injuries just killing you? Which, you know, to a degree they were, but then they've won the majority of these games without Carlos Correa, and Royce Lewis is still a little bit TBD on his return. But the Twins now, who at one point were 6-12, and I believe 8 games back, have erased that to a 2.5 game deficit. And yeah, I mean, some other teams in the Central are still winning. The Tigers have kind of found a little bit of a groove here. Cleveland won 19 games in the month of April. So I think the Central will definitely be a lot more formidable, and it won't be just a cakewalk. So and I actually appreciate that. I don't want to just backdoor and moonwalk your way into a division kind of like the Twins did last year. So now that they are getting healthy a little bit and they get to see some better competition, yeah, we're probably going to see which Twins team this really is. And look, they won 10 in a row. Their offense is like 1,000 OPS over this winning streak. There's a lot of unsustainable statistics that won't keep up over the course of 162 games. But yeah, I'm excited to see them play some better competition here. And if you continue to win, don't worry about, and also that this is another thing, side rant, don't worry about like the Guardians continuing to win or like, oh, this is crap. Every other just, I hate to be, if people can watch Bally Sports North, I hate to be the cliche machine, but just win the games and the rest will take care of itself. That is for that applies. Just win and the rest will take care of itself. Don't worry that the Tigers are squeezing out another victory against the Athletics or something. Just win baseball games and the rest typically will take care of itself.
Exactly. This is not Rosencrantz and Guildenstern. If literature majors out there,
that's very impressive. We both went to St. Cloud State. We took a lot of the same classes like 3 or 4 years apart. We weren't in the same class per se, but the fact you just threw out a literature one, cause that went right over my head and you're even younger than me. So I was like, I don't know what AJ is talking about.
So then to fill everybody in here, In the story, it's a kind of offshoot of a Shakespeare tale. I want to say it's Hamlet, but okay. You got these two side characters. It's not written by Shakespeare, but it's involved. They kind of have this back and forth, this dialogue, but this entire time, this guy's Rosencrantz, he's flipping a coin. Heads, 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 heads. It goes heads like 270 times in a row.
I know what you're talking about. Okay, yes, yes. Okay.
But the point is here, those tails are going to be coming up. And yeah. Right now, you saw the Twins. It was a lot of tails to start the season, but now 10 heads in a row. Congrats. You're 17-13, 10 games in a row. Guess what happens? Those Guardians, those Tigers, they've been getting a lot of heads. They've been getting a lot. Stuff is going to even out. There are no statistical anomalies. I believe it was Yogi Berra said. There are no slumps. It's just it's the stats realigning. If you're really that good, guess what? You're not going to have that type of slump. You're going to keep winning. I think we all know what these Guardians and these Tigers are. They are going, and the Royals for that matter, they're going to lose. They're not going to be able to keep this up. Like, and if I'm wrong, then I'll admit it. But like, this is pretty impressive that I believe the Twins are now, after today's win, 2.5 games back, half game behind the Tigers and Royals, Guardians, 19-10 to start the season. They're just not that good. Like, it seems like they do this every year where they kind of surprise and you're like, why? They just won't die. They won't go away. They're going to die at some point. And it's maybe, it might not be in May, but it's going to be deeper into the summer. They will die at some point.
This is Tom Bernard. Can't get enough of Sports Talk with Phil Mackey and Judd Zolgad? Tune in to the new Tom Bernard Show podcast Monday through Friday as Phil and Judd join me to discuss the latest sports headlines and whatever else comes to mind.
Just download the Tom Bernard Show app wherever you get your podcasts or visit TomBernardShow.com. It's another way to get more from me and Judd talking sports and having fun with Tom, and it's all at your fingertips. Download the Tom Bernard Show app now and join the conversation.
Also in this game, you saw Brock Stewart give up a run for the first time. That, I believe, again, St. Cloud State math, going back to last season, that was 392 pitches from Brock Stewart between allowing an earned run. So he started this year without allowing an earned run. There was a little bit of an injury bug there that hit him and caused him to miss some time last summer. But he finally allows an earned run. But you got to see Duran come back yesterday. Griffin Jacks also pitched today and had no problem, 1-2-3. So the Twins are setting this up where, and if they have a lead going into the seventh, and now you have Brock Stewart, Griffin Jacks, Duran all healthy and all active and all lined up on the same day, like, speaking of probabilities, like, you're going to win 9 out of 10 times, if not even higher, even higher than a 90% chance when those three are locked in high leverage situations. So that is a good news. Let's touch on Buxton. So yeah, Byron Buxton did lead the game with a right knee injury, right knee soreness, that same knee that has caused him problems, the one that he has had problems with before, the one I believe that the infamous flap was removed from. So Byron Buxton does leave the game. A little bit of a buzzkill, especially after you get Correa back. And Byron has also been swinging the bat really well. He's been healthy. There's been, I would say, no coddling. There's been no walking on eggshells. But then when you see a guy who has had some injury history in the past and some PTSD with Twins fans, you see him leave the game very gingerly and slowly, and you're like, oh boy, here we go again. Nothing to report since this game has ended. We're recording this right after the podcast, but not the best sign. And I don't think the Twins really want to see too much of Willie Castro in center field full time. Like, I will say he filled in admirably for Correa at short, but that's still not a long-term answer. So I don't know if Austin Martin will be on his way back here to maybe play some center field, but we'll wait and see on Buxton. But as over the course of a season, and especially a guy gets injured a lot, it just stinks when you see a guy like that have to leave the ball game.
Yeah. And I mean, I feel like we've had this exact conversation, but on the other side of things where we talked about, hey, how nice is it to have a healthy Byron Buxton, a guy that can go 100%, who's in your lineup every single day. And there's really, it didn't seem like at the time any sort of caution or wariness about, like, do we have to pull him after a game or two to give him an off day? It's like, okay, no, just let the guy run. Let the stallion out of the barn and let him roam free. Now, I mean, this throws a wrench in the gears. You've already had some tough injury stuff, and it seems like just as we were coming over the horizon, you saw Correa come back, Duran come back, Royce Lewis. Like, we have a timetable of, okay, we're kind of within a month here out, and you know, with the pieces back, I think it was Judd on the Twin Show last week said something about treading water, but with those two guys coming back, you can kind of swim a little bit, and then you finally go into a full, you know, butterfly or whatever stroke you want to do. Once you get fully healthy, now you might have to tread some water a little bit again until we get a better analysis on where Byron Buxton's at. That's a guy defensively, you know, that he covers, you know, 70% of that outfield out there. He's just an animal, and for better or worse, he leaves it all out there. You'll see him, you know, in late April, early May, going full blown sprint into a wall to make a grab in the eighth inning, even though they're up by six. It probably didn't matter, Byron. You probably could have let the guy get a stand up double, but no, that's just not what he's trained to do. And when he's on at the plate, he's dangerous. Like, I think maybe 2 years ago, he had that April where he just looked like the best baseball player on the planet. So you know what he's capable of. So to have him now pulled from today's game, right knee irritation. Is that what you said?
Soreness, I believe.
Soreness
was the term. Soreness. Yeah.
So we'll have to wait and see kind of what the WebMD says about that. Hopefully it's not anything too serious. It's just a cautionary thing given his history, but praying for some good news there with Byron Buxton.
Yeah. And look, he's a streaky hitter. The last 2 weeks he's been really good. There was a sandwich sample of 2 weeks there before where wasn't really great. He's been super pull happy. I mean, everyone's tried to like fix Byron Buxton's swing. I don't think you can really fix a guy who's like played, you know, he's made over 2,300 at bats at the plate. And at this point we kind of know who he is, which is a streaky hitter that can run in some baseballs. Don't get me wrong. But his best strong suit's always going to be defense and center field. He's been able to provide elite defense like he normally has. And when he gets on the bases and if he's pulling balls and, you know, with the shift being going away too, has also opened things up to him for a little bit. So we'll see what happens with Buck. Yeah, I don't know. Austin Martin potentially could be back here. I wouldn't be shocked at all. I don't know if they trust Willie Cash to be the full-time center field. That might be a bit of a platoon option. Outside of that, I mean, Margot probably won't play much center. I don't really want to see that. So you could see Austin Martin coming back here. We'll wait and see on those roster moves too.
Yeah. And it maybe you have to think about where do you value more there with Buxton out, whether it's, do you want a guy who could probably patrol the center field position in that territory better like an Austin Martin, or do you want to go with a Willie Castro who, and like you said, maybe at times you want to, maybe for more pitching matchups, but he's been hitting the ball here pretty decently as of late. I mean, you saw what he had a triple today that set up, I think, the Twins' first run of the game. His hitting has kind of come around here, and for the hole that he put himself in at right at the start of the season, his numbers have not been bad as of late. So it really depends on what Rocco and his staff maybe value defense over offense in certain situations.
Quick shout out to our friends at the Element Hotel, just steps away from Target Field. So if you're looking for a little staycation, whether that's for a Twins game, they got some games coming up here against the Boston Red Sox and Seattle Mariners, or you're looking at a schedule ahead of time and you really want to get to Target Field for the first time, or maybe you're from Northern Minnesota and you're looking for a place to stay, I highly recommend our friends at Element Hotel. They offer spacious extended stay hotel rooms with premium amenities. They have free Wi-Fi. They have a fitness center. They're also pet friendly if you want to bring your pup. Book your stay right now by going to scorenorth.com/element. You'll get 15% off the room rate too there. So go to scorenorth.com/element for 15% off. One more thing here, because it was a little bit of a surprise. Caleb Buschley, I believe it's pronounced. He was called up and added to the team's roster. A little bit of a surprise. He was just in the clubhouse, I guess, on Wednesday. Obviously, I'm back here in Minnesota, but he was in the clubhouse. Buschley, a stud at UWL, not too far away from here at University of Wisconsin La Crosse. Cody Funderburk was sent down, so Buschley comes up, but Bushley's a starter. I mean, he's a 33rd round pick. He's made a hell of a career. Anytime you go from basically a D3 athlete to putting together, you know, 5 years in the minor leagues and sniffing a little bit of a cup of coffee in baseball, that's a great career for him, but was a little confusing on why that happened. AJ also has a sausage around there too.
Oh yeah,
hey. that he had. We so that might be what he's trying to smell, not just.
Oh yeah. No, you said we're sniffing around the cup of coffee. 8 runs, 8 out of the 10 came in the fifth or later today. These Twins rally. So get your Ukrainian long sausage out. I've got my
Ukrainian sausage log from AJ Fredrickson right there.
I've got my rally sausage. Do you have yours?
I might have to go get one. I might have to go get one after this. So Buschley takes the spot of Funderburk, but again, he's a full-time starter. You know, and this might just be a placeholder until Justin Topa comes up. Topa pitched yesterday. Vila was still down a bit. I talked to Mackie and Judd about this, I believe, on the regular episode. I'm not too concerned with that. He might just be a placeholder until Topa comes up here for the homestand. But I would be interested to see if there is something maybe wrong. It looked like it was a good start on Sunday, but if Pablo Lopez still isn't right, I wonder if they're lining things up for something like that. Now, I'm not reporting that Lopez is hurt by any means, but it was interesting that they called up a legit starter. This could just be a transactional move. This guy could be sent right back to St. Paul and Topa comes back, but I found that very interesting that they basically called up a starter. They send Funderburk down because they weren't ready to activate Topa. He might have just been an emergency arm for today. That sometimes happens with roster transactions, but just something to watch. I thought Lopez looked better on Sunday, but then the velo kind of dipped again towards the end. He just hasn't been as sharp as we've seen. So I am curious on that, and we'll see how that all shakes out.
Yeah, and you said that start this past weekend, it looked good, but then the velocity levels, and, you know, I understand as the day goes on, your arm is going to get a little more noodly, and you're not going to probably get as much firepower behind it, but the velocity levels did drop, and, like, noticeably similar to what we saw, I want to say it was a week ago when we talked about they can't lose him. They can't afford to lose a guy like Pablo Lopez. So this Busch League call-up is interesting, something to keep an eye on, but until we have a little more concrete statements from the team, from the medical staff about anything that could or is not there, you know what? I'm not going to be super worried about it, but like you said, it could be transactional, could be a planning chess move for the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, and I would love to dig in more into this. I will not be at Target Field this weekend. I will be hopefully surviving and in one piece at my own bachelor party this weekend. So that's where I will be. I will not be near Target Field. And even if I wanted to, probably not a good idea for an esteemed member like myself to walk into that clubhouse with a little buzz on. So I will not be near Target Field this weekend. I'll be back at for the series against Seattle Mariners next week. So stay tuned for more Score North extra innings content. You unfortunately won't get some this weekend against the Red Sox, but yeah, we'll see what happens there. There's a couple things that I would love to dive into deeper and figure out some more intel, not just on Pablo, but on some other things that are happening with the Twins too. Oh yeah, so stay tuned with that. But yeah, this has been Score North Extra Innings. AJ has his sausage. I need to go get my sausage. This is going to be a fun little time. Twins have won 10 in a row. AJ isn't quitting now either. He's got the sausage. He's ready to rock.
Yeah, and that sausage is frozen hard. Okay.
Thaw it out. Right. Got to thaw out that sausage.
We got to thaw this out, and then we're going to be rallying like nobody else.
Perfect way to probably wrap this Extra Innings episode. Hit the like button, hit the subscribe button here. This is Score North Extra Innings. We appreciate you guys. Helped us climb over 2,600 subscribers, so hit the like button, hit the subscribe button. Give us a 5-star rating on Apple, on Spotify, the Score North app. We appreciate it. This has been Score North Extra Innings.